Welcome to the Liberation Industries role-playing podcast, and our new macabre episode of Apocalypse World Frozen City. For those of you who are unfamiliar with our prior record, yes, we have been drinking. I'm drinking right now. And there's other bad stuff too, like adult themes, coarse language, and proposed contract murders. So if that's not your bag, tune out now, you cunts. And now, enjoy Mercenaries of the Frozen City.
And yeah, so I believe we finished the last scene in the dark as Dent ominously limbers up. So that was essentially where we left off, I think.
Other people who aren't here.
Barbariana was tracking along towards... In fact, Barbariana and Lemma were both tracking along towards Kronos in the same manner that October was. Barbariana on the train and Lemma going overground, doing her level best to avoid the Nosecutter gang.
Yeah, we finally met in the Nosecutters.
We met one Nosecutter.
and Mother Superior in one session.
Incidentally, yes, we did meet Mother Superior.
Yeah, how do we separate
time.
You two in the first bit?
That's all right. I've got a plan that will become clear once Dandy arrives and Lemma is back in play.
I like the magical closet.
The magical closet
There's
certainly
always a
does
thing
have
filled with blood that overflows the room.
The magical closet does have its uses, and in Apocalypse World, it would make perfect sense. But to be honest, I'm just seeing like a Mexican standoff, like a deep sigh and a closing welding mask. But, you know, bolt or whatever the bolt equivalent of a grenade launcher is locking into place, and we fade out on Barbariana for a session.
Alright, so...
And then the sink's filled with blood for miles around.
So, should we do the hex, or should we roll for my followers?
Do your hex and highlighting first. So
okay.
Then you get to, well, at least Dent gets to decide whether he gets, XP for having a holding, basically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do I get XP for having a holding?
No, if you had hard highlighted, remember your start of session move is hard, so.
Oh, yeah.
You would get an XP for that. Certain circumstances and all.
My face is all tingly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm liking Dent adjusting to being a leader again.
Certainly, yeah.
Character development.
Yeah. And, oh yes, Dent also punched us through into the... I think it was you. You got your fifth?
Yes.
Fifth advancement? Yes, Dent has also punched us through into the unwritten future. So you guys can start choosing options below that line if you want to.
I know which one I'd go with here.
Yeah.
I reckon my brain is clearly like... which I need to improve, goddammit.
Yeah, you've got to start caring for some people so they can die.
Oh, that's what I should have done, like, heal him as I throw him into the...
That's not caring for people! That's taking care of people!
Don't worry, you're gonna die of drowning, not hypothermia.
You're going to die of drowning, not the wounds that I've just inflicted
on you. Shot him with a taser.
Yeah.
But the advantage of the taser is that it'll stun people.
Mm. All right. So, hex, guys. October, highest hex.
That would be Lemma, but as she's not here, we're going to go to the next one, which would be the doctor.
Okay.
What do you want to see from me?
I want you to kill some people, Sahar.
Okay. Now, just to clarify, since I have the, like, devil with the blade, that even I'll roll hot, but it will still count for the...
No, it won't count in this case, because you want to be
hot. I probably should say hot.
But if you're attempting to kill someone with anything that isn't a knife, keep that in mind.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you want it to be fucking spectacular, then...
I don't think I've ever just not used a knife.
Yeah, well, you haven't killed that many people either.
Two, and they were both gang leaders.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, something about them letting you get close enough. okay, so if we're going hard, we may as well make it... decisions. They're all fun. Let's go weird. Weird is fun.
Mm.
Doctor?
All right. My highest is still Dent.
Yeah, it's cool. Because you're going to get yourself in so much shit.
Yeah, I can't really use it very much, though.
Make it sharp, I think.
October.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go with hard.
Rockin'. Weird. Groovy.
Chili tasty, but they're chilly.
Chili-tastic, yeah. It just as a piece of advice,
coffee
guys.
After.
Yeah, it makes it better.
As a piece of advice, guys, from the recording, if you can lean back while eating chips.
What?
No.
For whatever reason...
Doesn't everyone like mock noises?
The crunching resolves alarmingly well. Just saying. Alright, start a session. Your followers, October, and you're holding Dent.
9.
Alright. So,
rolled
yeah.
off the table, that's a reroll,
yeah,
right?
You can reroll off if it falls off the table. Keep it on the table. 11!
11, okay, good.
Your followers are actually good at their job.
Does that mean that I get a negative to disease instead of a positive? That's
good. In fact, yes, your followers are no longer in want.
Again. In want, so okay.
There will be no new disease at this point.
Oh. I was just hoping to roll high enough in their magic.
That doesn't mean you get a get out of jail free card on the sickness that's already happening. But, alright, so yes, you get your whatever body you're entitled to, October.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Yeah, I got a barter, so.
So, yeah. You will have to get back to the kids to get it, but whatever they've been doing over at Mother Superior's has clearly been profitable.
Yeah, well. What barter would they get when they're all basically refugees?
Scavenge, maybe, probably.
Mm-hmm. Pustules.
Fishing.
Hey, boss, we found you all this pus. Thanks.
Yeah.
Dent, how'd you go? 9? Mm-hmm. So you get your surplus, but your population is also in want, so pick a want.
Yeah, Castro was fishing, so I fish.
And yeah, I mean, you'll want to go back to the holding to collect the barter, just for physical reasons, but yeah.
Idle?
Idle, if you want, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so yeah, you send them home, and they're just cool in the heels. They're doing jack shit. The order was from the terrifying leader. Yeah, don't go out. You think we're going out? So Skipper. We are not going the fuck out. You're all staying in here.
Cool.
Looper, get a fucking hold on those rats. Shut up. All right. So yes, the holding is staying the fuck in the theater. Hey, it's Spartacus night. Why not?
You're trying to get them not infected, are you?
He's trying to keep them uninfected, yeah.
I am surprised.
Oh, I still don't know anything about the play, though.
Mm. Yeah, true.
They're just like, oh, people are getting sick. Well, better go home.
Yeah, you do know that there is play.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you've seen
it. I don't know anything.
You just don't know that it's
though.
Weird, yeah. Mm. Alright, I believe...
Oh, shit! I just remembered you threw me under the bus to the Mother Superior.
Ah, yes, and yeah, Dent ratted out October to Mother Superior.
No, it's all
good. I may have got my encounters a little bit confused and opened my
I'm
mouth.
Still alive. <somehow. laughs>
Yes. So yeah, Dent promised, I believe, October, dead or alive, is the usual arrangement.
Or the glove.
Or the glove to Mother Superior. So that's another biggie. Good luck.
No, I'm pretty sure it was alive. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's how Mother. Yeah. She'd probably want you alive.
Let's go with that.
It's like, I would like her alive, a length of about 6 feet of chain, and like a pulley. We work from there.
But no boiling fat.
No boiling this time. They work on a slightly different aesthetic on the lake.
A colder aesthetic, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so...
Yeah, actually, that's a bit weird.
We ended last session. with the doctor rolling Gabe into a fishing hole.
And then wandering out.
And wandering out of the holding. How do you get past Big Jim on the gate? He never seems to sleep.
Yeah, he doesn't know that I'm...
He doesn't know you've done anything wrong, just, yeah.
Big Jim cares about people coming in, not people going
out. Well, yeah, he's a bit confused as to why... Hey, doctor, what you doing leaving at night? That seems less than well-considered, which you usually seem to be.
Oh, God, I wish we didn't start on me.
We don't have enough wine to be creative.
Just finish this coffee and then figure. Just give me a second, Big Jim. I'll just.
You finish your cup of mud.
tasty mud.
Nah, go ahead. I'll just check my ammo again. Yep, plenty of ammo.
Oh, I'm just going after, going out to help those idiots who just went off to get the holding, get that group back.
Oh, you're going to rescue Longpick?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea, given it was your fuck-up getting captured.
Okay. We've had this debate.
Again. Good luck, Doctor. I hope you're not eaten.
Right.
And if you are, I hope you're dead. You know, because that'd hurt. A lot.
What's wrong with you, bitch?
Ah, you know, just keep cool in my heels, watching the gate. Wait until sunrise to come back, or I might shoot you thinking you're some sort of crazed cannibal. Are you a crazed cannibal?
Clearly not.
Good. He sort of leans back with his Gatling gun on his lap. He's like, good.
Oh, I'll just, like, pat him on the back in order to infect him.
You're gonna try and infect him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I always thought Big Jim was, like, on top of, like, a watchtower.
Yeah, he's in a little watchtower, yeah.
Oh, okay, so I can't...
Yeah, you could climb up. I mean, he's just... The wall is cobbled together from... He has a ladder, he just never seems to use it.
Because he's, like...
Because he just sits there all the time.
Scrambly.
There's just a basket like that people put... Something. Like,
put food in.
Yeah. Food in.
Yeah.
I'll just go fist pump. Actually, those are... So, in terms of the theories of disease transmission, it's better than a handshake to use fist pumps.
Yeah,
so
there you go. That's...
So, it's less likely to transmit to him than...
I'd call that a seduce manipulate, because Big Jim's naturally a suspicious guy.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
All right.
It doesn't make sense for me to go up to a tower.
Yeah. You sort of raise... I mean, it's not a big tower, it's just the top of, like, a 9-foot wall, but, you know, you sort of go up for the fist bump and he just eyes you.
Wow. Okay.
And then turns his vision back out to the lake that, you know... It doesn't glow in the moonlight because of the constant cloud layer, but there's that sort of dull cobalt grey of a landscape underneath, you know, a layer of constant storm. So, yeah, the lake is spread out before you. Are you taking any light source, or how are you going to navigate across the lake at night?
Oh, yeah, so it's night. I didn't realise that. Whoops.
Yeah, I believe Dent left it till night to sneak into the Undying camp, so...
Okay,
And October's been riding the train for a while.
And it's taken me a while to, you know...
I was leaving in the morning.
Mm. Yeah, you've travelled and I've had to do shit in the camp. Yeah.
You did attempt to burn down the camp, which was also at night. So...
Okay, yeah.
Because, you know, doing that during the day would be less well considered.
Well, it was because everybody was indoors at the time.
Yeah, because you quarantined them. Mm. But, yeah, that took a while. So, yeah, night.
Yeah, and it's night, so...
I feel like the scenes would have worked better at night.
Yeah, no, you're right. The scene of me getting, you know, slashed...
Slashed up, shocking Gabe and then dumping him through. Yeah, that has to be at night.
Oh,
by,
yeah.
You know, by crackling, you know, fish oil burners.
How is he doing? Are you, like, limping out?
Yeah, because it was a fairly hefty shoulder wound and,
With the cane, you're going, getting more and more, like, house as you go...
Well, look,
other doctor reference.
Yeah, shoot. Yeah, that's it. With a cane.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
And the light source,
snowshoes, cane, you know, the usual.
What would be an interesting light source instead of
fireflies?
Fireflies?
Jar.
Yeah.
Strapped to a stick.
Insects don't really hang out in winter.
Mm.
They do.
These ones do.
They survive.
Yeah, they could be mutant radioactive roaches. I mean...
Ooh, okay.
Everything else is mutated.
Yeah.
In fact, they're sentient, just like the marmots.
Hey, why you put me in a jar?
Yeah. A jar full of sentient fireflies, that's it. You guys, oh, actually, could it... Oh, wait, the disease only looked like that to me when it was weird.
Could you...
If I had the disease in a jar.
You might believe you have a disease in the jar, but it's a metaphor. It's your body.
Yeah. Okay, I'll... Yeah, so, yeah, my light source is a bunch of little radioactive fireflies.
Mm. Alright, so you got them in a jar on a stick. And you start heading out over
they
the
can speak, but only as a collective.
Mm. Mm. So, where are you going?
That's the next question.
Because you know the kids are sick back in the holding.
Yeah, I know the
and
kids
are
sick.
And you're sort of hoping that that will spread it.
You know the Undying need a new leader.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking of going to them in order to, you know, because they're the ones... Oh, do I know that they're the ones that spread it?
You could probably have come to that conclusion, maybe.
Yeah, so I've come to the conclusion, given that there's only one death cult in the city. Well, one...
It might be the plague cult.
Yeah, it might be that plague cult that did this, so I'm going to go over to them to try and help them out.
And maybe rescue Long Pig if you have time.
Oh, well, that's what I used as the excuse to get out of the camp, but I'm going to try and... If I get there before Long Pig is dead, at your hand or somebody else's hand...
I smell initiation.
Yep, maybe. Apotheosis.
But the other alternative... Okay, so thinking through my alternatives, my other alternative is to try and get to Doc Orange to negotiate healing, given that I can't heal myself.
You would probably need help. Wouldn't necessarily need to be Doc Orange, but someone competent would probably be good.
Mm. And I don't think that there is much competence in the...
in the Frozen City.
In the Undying.
Yeah, medicine not
Lemma
really
has an infirmary.
From... Yeah, Lemma has an infirmary. I don't know, yeah.
A brand new one.
Possibly being mounted onto the back of a truck as we speak.
That's true, she does have an infirmary. But we can't really do that right now, because they're not here.
Well, you can. You could head to her workshop. I don't imagine the doctor knows she's out, but it's reasonably near the Undying camp. But...
If you can make it past the booby taps, you could use the infirmary yourself.
Do I even know she has an infirmary?
You know,
I don't know
a lot
her.
Of tech.
Like,
oh, wait,
month,
I do know her, don't I?
A month went by, and she probably would have consulted you.
So, yeah, you've an idea that she, you know she has a workshop. You were reconnoitering that area when Long Pig was captured. So.
Yeah. Yeah, let's...
It's up to you. So where does the doctor head?
I'll say I'm going to go to that infirmary.
All right. So yeah, you start making it towards across the frozen expanse of the lake. You know, I'm seeing a sort of alarming inverted Lawrence of Arabia, where instead of, you know, sunlight and sand, you've got darkness and ice. But it's the similar sort of desolate, desolate walking alone across.
A small child that's with you sinks in a snowdrift, and you cry about it. It's a scene from Lawrence of Arabia.
Okay,
yeah, I haven't seen it in
ages.
So.
Okay,
so. Yep. The
movie
doctor,
reference, never mind.
The doctor starts wandering out across the ice. October, the train has stopped.
Oh, okay.
You're not sure where Barbariana has wandered off to.
Barbariana is gone? No, so I'm still with Arthur here?
Yes, you are still in the cabin with Arthur.
Alright. No, I was intending to finish that seduction.
Okay, what's the plan then? You're just trying to
finish her.
While she stopped driving, you're attempting to have sex with her. Is that the plan?
Yes.
Okay, because that saves you rolling for hypnotic. Yeah. All right. If the plan is quickie in her short break while the train is doing whatever the train is doing, roll hot.
Okay.
Seven, ten, nine, the drill.
I need to...
Things fumble down,
yeah,
the windows fog up,
Yeah, you,
a hand goes against...
Handprint against the front window, yeah.
A stump goes against the front window.
Yeah, because... I don't know how October has managed to maintain her sort of magnetism now, having sawn off her own hand and with a face full of buckshot burn, and all the wonderful things that have happened in the last.
I imagine my headscarf with, you know, because my newly shaved head.
Shaved your head and,
is I have it sort of half covering, mostly covering
the facial injury. Yeah. Oh yes, so you haven't shaved your head and tattooed a hand on your scalp. Yeah, that's
It's a new look.
It's a new. It is thoroughly rock and roll. But yeah, so yeah,
getting kind of Britney.
A stump sort of fumbles against the window as it fogs up, and yeah, we close scene to a few minutes later, and Wrench is hammering on the door of the cabin. What do you do? You know, a scene of, you know, sort of waking up in a pile of clothing by the driver's chair. It's like, coming to your senses and just hammering away on the...
Yeah, no, I ask Arthur, who is that?
Technician first class. Due for long service fairly soon. Loyalist. Tram driver. Occasional seditious tendencies in early career. Designation Wrench.
Wrench.
So when the door opens, what is Wrench seeing?
She's seeing me starting to wrap up my headscarf again.
Okay.
You have a headscarf?
It's cold out and I shaved my head. It
oh,
just
that's
seemed...
right, you shaved your head, yeah.
You know what you should get? Like a rubber fist prosthetic.
For his head? For her head?
No! Stump!
Oh. I was thinking, Orgasmo?
Anyway!
Yes!
Take a point in Unicorn.
Alright, so yes,
I didn't meet Wrench before. Wrench ran into Barbie Ariana.
Yes, true. So yeah, she opens the door. Am I to assume that October is largely naked apart from the headscarf at this
yes.
point? Okay. Says, oh, okay! That wasn't... I'll be back there! So she sort of
seduce.
Starts to stagger back out of the...
Seduce.
Sort of starts to stagger back out down towards the... back down the the train carriage.
No, okay. And all the ticket officers are...
Yeah, just hanging out. Looking through the door, watching.
Oh.
Just standing there, as they always seem to, ominously.
Silently.
Silently, yeah, watching. Through the welding masks.
No, I call out to Wrench to greet her.
You greet her? it doesn't seem to stop her expeditious retreat.
No, okay.
As you walk out...
Oh,
you guys go.
Yeah. So yeah. She
wait,
of, yeah.
You don't have to go. Oh, you're gone.
Well, yeah. She sort of sits down in a chair that's facing away from you, and very studiously crosses her arms and looks at a corner of the room.
Oh,
prude.
Yeah.
I turned to Arthur and said, "Listen. So if you ever looking to get a tattoo."
What?
I know.
We just need
call.
A list.
Yeah.
Session just going through.
So what?
Tries to seduce. Tries to get them a tattoo.
Well, what sex move do you choose for Arthur?
Hey,
you've got several
options. Oh yeah.
Choose tongue tornado.
Well, I choose to hypnotize.
Hypnotize. Okay, so you've got two hold on Arthur now. So yeah. Know who to call, she says. Just lazing in the driver's chair now. But so yeah, you sort of step out,
yeah.
I assume having adopted a minimum of dress, it's chilly outside the cabin.
Yeah.
But
So we're at the stop, probably Barbarian, and I'm assuming that Barbarian has gone off to try to find Kronos and didn't want to stick around.
Yes, while you were doing what she wandered off while you were doing whatever it was you were doing in the cabin.
She's like, no, this is too much. Mm, yeah, so
none of that. So yeah,
so yeah.
Do?
No, I'm just two hold. Okay. So I put that on here in the hold box?
Yeah, two hold author. So you could just write author two.
Oh,
hold,
so she's in your posse now. Okay.
No, not in the posse. She's got some leverage on her. But, yeah.
Okay, no, I finish dressing, and then I go out and out into the station. I'm looking to try to find where Barbariana went, and I'm gonna read a sitch.
All right, yeah, read the sitch away, yeah.
Yeah. Or examining the station.
Yeah. Well, it can be a charged situation if you want it to be. It seems fairly quiet at the moment. But yeah.
5, 6.
All right, 6 makes a miss.
It happens.
All right.
Yeah. So, given that I'm still freaked out that it's underground, maybe I'm not entirely
that is an aware of
the situation.
That is an interesting idea. Yeah.
And now I'm alone.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just trying to think how I will deploy this move. Because there are actually rules.
I'm already underground. You just hold out another hole.
Hold out another hole. No. Yeah, I'm just thinking, because there are actually rules for how I'm meant to do this. I've just been, I've been maintaining the illusion that I'm in
that, that's you empty. I didn't realize my coffee cup was empty and I just drank the grounds.
Ah, that's a worry.
Why? You're not meant to drink the grounds.
Oh, yeah. You can, you don't have to.
And they're gross, but...
I don't know, I kind of swirled them up with the last one and it tastes alright. A little bit gritty, maybe, but
not bad. Of course I brought a keyboard with me as well.
Kit it out.
No, thanks. That coffee was really good.
Yeah, I'm glad you like it. The nutmeg does really give it a nice edge.
Mm.
But, so you wander out onto the platform, and, you pick the route that, you hear...
I'm, sort of inspecting to try to figure out where Barbariana went.
Yep, yeah, and yeah,
but
you...
But I'm also, just because I'm kind of, now that I'm outside of, the giant centipede, I'm kind of freaked out of, being alone underground.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you take a few steps, you start wandering down the little tunnel that is off the platform, and,
Barbariana!
Echo. Machine! Off in the distance.
I pick this, one passageway I see, and I...
You start walking down the passageway. I go for it.
That looks
promising.
Looks promising, so
yeah. As I say once again, you on the street above, Barbariana sort of pulls Lemma out of the way of a motorcycle onslaught and pushes her into cover. Then sighs and puts down the welding mask.
Oh, okay. They're off together.
They're off somewhere. Yeah, they're off on the surface now.
Oh, okay. I was actually going with the assumption that Barbariana, not knowing that it was just
had already
gone looking for Kronos.
She has essentially, and yet you, however, have taken the wrong route entirely.
Yes.
So.
And now I am terrified.
Yeah. When you first crashed through into the crater. What worries you about the underground? You do hear the engine of the metal centipede kicking up again.
No, that it wasn't the metal centipede that terrified. There is other things, other people that live underground.
All right, and as the engine kicks up and it pulls away from the platform, you realize that they weren't stopping here.
Mm.
They just stopped to pick something up, and you'd gotten off at the wrong place. Good luck.
Oh, yeah.
Dent, how you doing? Yeah, so as I say, we last left you limbering up ominously as the Undying raced past your hiding spot.
Mm.
A small gaggle of them have zipped past. What's the plan from here?
Axe them.
Yeah, you've got the tent now behind you. You've got them running off into the city ahead looking for you.
Yeah, so yeah, pretty much like I say, yeah.
How many is a gaggle?
Guerrilla tactics.
Cat and or mouse.
That's what I was going for, because yeah.
Alright, yeah.
They stop at a corner and which way do you go? And a hand just reaches down and yanks one of them up.
Just by the head.
No.
Alright. Dent
maybe not quite Squee.
Dent attempting Batman. Okay.
I'm Norman.
Yeah. All right. So I'm thinking like now there is a gang of them out there, pretty heavily armed. So if you want to try and break them up and herd them about a bit, give me an acting under fire.
Roll herding.
Ten, 11.
All right, yeah.
Boom. Nice.
So yeah, the midnight streets. Like they're chaotic. They're fanning out to look for you, and as one of them steps into the building, and the door ominously creaks shut, and then there's a big there's a hulking silhouette behind it. All right. So yeah, you've cracked them apart. So they're gonna lose their gang advantage in this case.
Sweet.
Yeah, is the plan simply mass murder?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, these guys have been jerks from the start. And I still need to get the long pig. Somehow.
Alright. So yeah,
I can't take all of them on by myself.
So yeah, there's about 7 undying currently in the block around you.
Yep.
Seize by force, see how it goes.
There it is.
7, 8, 9, 10. You know the drill.
Take little harm, take definite hold.
Alright,
how's your health at?
Pretty good.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's doing alright.
Yeah, we all healed up somewhat.
A little bit, yeah.
And he had some time off.
Yeah, alright, so the night lights up with occasional flashes of submachine gun fire.
I feel like this would be kind of freaky as fuck.
There's breathing.
Hunting Dent in the dark is never a good idea.
Yeah,
fog rolls in.
There's brief moments of sort of muzzle flash and screams, and we're getting a perspective from the one sentry still at the door. Like he's glancing left and right. There's a chatter of fire, and the screaming abruptly stops. And yeah, he just sort of turns and runs back into the tent as Dent sort of hulks out of the darkness. So yeah, we'll say you kill him, but the ones inside know that there is something very wrong.
I was just wondering. Could I maybe intimidate them for releasing Long Pig?
You could try, yeah.
Yeah, look, I was thinking that would be probably a cleaner way to.
Like I say, you've wasted the ones who came running out after you.
Yep.
The others have holed up in their banquet hall thing.
Yep.
You can sort of hulk out of the darkness, and you can sort of see the lit area inside.
Yeah.
You're standing on that cusp of shadow where they're not sure whether they see you or not because they're freaking the fuck out. They've all sort of gathered around the old, battered, scrap metal throne, and they've turned over their tables, and they've made a little lager out of overturned furniture. And, so they've got their guns up on that.
Pull their arms off.
What do you do?
Release the long pig! And you may yet see the dawn.
Maybe kick a body off the top of a rooftop or something.
Yeah, you hurl the remnants of one of their foot soldiers into the light, and it sort of tumbles in 4 pieces, ragdolling in all the worst possible ways.
This is my day job.
And who the hell is making these demands?
Mother Superior wants her plaything back.
Who's yelling back at him?
We'll call that Monogram.
Monogram?
Who is currently, given the recent circumstances of the undying leadership crisis, has assumed, has jumped up in his role from...
It changes daily.
specialty chef to staff sergeant. So yes, Monogram shouts back over the table.
We've still got cheers hanging out.
Alright, so since you got the jump on him, I'm feeling a going aggro, but...
Let's...
seduce?
Well, look, yeah, if you run.
No.
I feel like for the unnatural lust transfiction to work, they need to see you.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, you know. Alright, yeah, so it's like. So Mother Superior wants her playthings back. It's like, some of them aren't in working order. What are they worth to you? He shouts out at the darkness. I sort of see Dent ominously climbing the top of the tent.
I'm on your attention. Oh,
damn, man, don't say that.
<It's> like, oh, dude, we gotta be quiet.
I'm snooty.
What's it with you? Well, I guess as long as Long Pink's all right, I mean, he's the only one I was technically told to get.
How many was it, like six?
I call Long Pig.
Yeah, he's here. Most of him.
Don't release him and your lives will be spared.
They throw the corpse at him.
All right, yeah, so, yeah, if you want to... It feels like a negotiation. You're not at a firefight stage yet, so...
Manipulate?
Yeah, you're making a manipulate.
Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm. Ouch.
No, that's not good.
Sure.
That's right. Five that's and four.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, like, yeah, are you happy with the idea of you climbing the tent at this point?
Sure.
I just feel like it's a very dense thing to do. Yeah. Like you've sort of snuck over from a rooftop, and now you're clambering up to the sort of hole in the top of the roof that you know lets the minimal light in during the day. And yeah, you're sort of up above them. You see, you know, some cages scattered around.
Mm.
Most of them are back towards the building side. Yeah. You know, the tent is rigged off the side of an old sort of tenement building. Mm. So. Most of them are built along the wall, built into the building, and, you know, the hollowed out bits around it.
Mm.
And yet you see a few captives. You think you can make out Long Pig amongst them.
Mm.
But, yeah. Yeah, so... yeah, Monogram. You know, he listens to what you say. And then he just sort of looks up, you know, skull face, mask and all. And then, with a sort of alarming precision, with his assault rifle, he picks off one of the support ropes. And then another of the support ropes. And suddenly you realise that the platform you're on is far less secure than you thought it was.
Rope swing?
You're
in a big tent.
Yep. So yeah, like the platform is collapsing underneath you. You're gonna try and grab for a rope and swing to safety or murder.
To murder,
whichever you prefer.
Axe down straight on Monogram.
Murder. You want murder?
Okay, Freak wants murder.
I want murder.
Yeah, give it an acting under fire to swing into the murder.
This is the crew that I'm trying to actually, you know, join.
I love how you shoot yourself in the foot, Fred. It's something it takes some gamers a lifetime to master. Okay.
Wait, that's hard, isn't it?
No, it's cool.
Oh, it's cool.
Okay,
8.
Alright, so yeah, you catch a rope on the way down. But good God, they've got a bead on you. So you're sort of ziplining in. And, okay. So yeah, you crash into the center, and they all sort of vault over their tables, turn around, and they're all facing you. Probably about a bit over, you know, 15 people in the hall, and you crash to the center.
Wrong choice.
Yeah. Yep. So Dent. You sort of flex your muscles ominously as Monogram drags back the bolt on his assault rifle again, and you hear in your head, dude. I do appreciate the, look, I mean, your nobility in going back to, rescue that guy who gave you fish, laudable. Like, I mean, it's a really good guy thing to do. But, what I'm worried about right now is that, there's a lot of Pantheon that needs uniting, and I'm a little worried about your faith in the operation. Do you think we could have a powwow about this?
One second.
So you leave the very tense, you know, half moon of Undying waiting for you while you turn around and sort of grip your head.
Lay it on me, Norman.
Look, I appreciate that you have a private life and that we can't be together all the time, buddy, but little upset that you snubbed me off to go hang out with the Phantom. I'd really appreciate it if you just, you know, go and kill her and not worry about this shit. I want that mask. We want that mask.
Our man.
We can be united at my place.
Yeah, yeah. I'd really like that mask on the mantelpiece. Like, really would, dude. Look pretty good. Put it next to Nosferatu, eh? What do you reckon? Or, you know, or is the big guy wanna, you know, is he gonna go off on his own again? remember how that worked out last time, huh?
What happened last time?
Oh no, that was when I first met Norman.
It's sort of foggy.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, you know, it's your choice, buddy, but, you rolled a 9. I have to give you a difficult choice. In this case, it's your psychic weirdness happening.
Right, so kind of like, boil down my choice here. Mm. Go kill the Phantom.
Yeah. What Norman is saying is, you're wasting your time.
Mm.
You don't need Long Pig, you've got Norman. So what we should really be going to do is going to unite the Pantheon, which is the quest. Mm. We need to complete the quest, he says.
Oh.
So, Norman is saying, bow to Norman's agenda. Which is, incidentally, also kill your girlfriend.
I don't want to kill my girlfriend, though. I feel like it's counterproductive.
You could just take a mask, right?
But, yes, so, Norman has, essentially, you have the option of stay and rescue Long Pig, or acquiesce to Norman's demands. So, you're cool.
I don't really care about that at all.
Oh. You still have to get out of this situation.
Yeah.
It's still an exceedingly tense situation, yes. But...
Well.
They're like looking at each other.
What? Who is he talking to?
Well, Patrick,
mm-hmm.
Since this game does allow me some narrative control.
Yeah.
I wish to spend my plus one or plus two on the Phantom to have her show up because I'm in a fight scene. She can distract them.
I think if they get into shit, isn't it? And you show up if they get into shit.
Either you or they can spend it.
So it's really if they're in trouble, yeah. Unfortunately, people won't come riding to your rescue, but,
Alright,
Dent, what's the plan?
We have come to consensus.
Okay, look, I'm really hoping that consensus is death, because you got a lot of meat on you, buddy, and we're hungry.
Seduce.
No. Norman would probably get angry at that, too.
I don't know, you have your weird.
You do have weird, though.
But I don't...
You definitely just weirded them out.
I don't... Somehow I feel like killing, like, 8 of their men and then stripping off for them is a good course of action.
Look, so... What are you doing?
Okay.
Essentially, let's choose
I'll
a path.
I'll bolt.
Alright.
Yep.
Wonderful.
You're sort of clutching your head. It's like, I really hope that course is death, because you've got a lot of meat on you, and we're hungry, says Monogram. At which point you sort of glance left, glance right, and then just sprint out the lamp. The fuck?
Call me back once we're all together.
All right. Okay, Fred, Doctor, you're out on the ice. Give me an acting under fire for sort of navigation. Because it is a harsh and...
Yeah, you don't want to fall through a hole here.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to take that and I'm going to hang on to it. You'll find the result soon.
That's a two. That's a two.
What you hear is the clatter...
That's a one, a negative one.
You hear clattering hooves in the distance on the ice.
But you do get an experience.
Clattering hooves.
Clattering hooves.
How's he not dead? Fuck. And I'm still on the ice.
You're still on the ice, yeah.
Mark XP.
You do mark XP, which is good for you. You're going to need it.
Yeah.
Quick, change to gun lugger. Oh, lucky I found this rocket launcher.
The doctor's not to be fucked with.
I was actually, yeah, that was my next move, was to get a
change to someone.
No, it
boots.
wasn't a change to them. It was just to get the not to be fucked with.
Take the not to be fucked with upgrade,
because it's a pretty useful upgrade.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, you hear clattering hooves in the night. Yeah, they don't seem to be coming any closer. But yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna fucking hide from them.
Yeah. All right.
Is
so yeah.
That okay?
Yeah. You're still out in the open as you hear them, but you know, ominously behind you, you turn, you can't see anything, and then you sort of, you know, you bolt the last sort of 100 meters to the city line, and you get into a building. Yeah. Like a burned out husk of a thing, and yeah, you sort of pull yourself through the doorway and, you know, hide behind the wall. There's a couple of skeletons in piles of rags, you know, sort of in a snowdrift.
Okay, I read the sitch?
Yeah, read away. It is a charged situation. You can't help but think that something's hunting you. So yeah, you get three questions.
Where is the sheet? Okay.
And Norman.
Where is my research?
I think it's under reader charge sitch, but
reader charge, yeah. It's all, yeah, they all have, like, it's read the sitch is reader charge.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Okay, what's my best, firstly, what's my biggest threat?
The biggest threat. Ooh, that's a tough one. Because there's the disease crawling around in you.
Yes.
There's the fact that you're going to attempt to negotiate with the undying.
Mm-hmm.
And you get this ominous sense that maybe Gabe isn't dead.
Yeah, really ominous sense. I threw him under the ice.
I'd be willing to say that there is the most immediate threat at this stage is the disease.
Fuck me. That's the most immediate...
That was the unexpected one, to be honest. Yeah. Sort of later. No, that's the most immediate.
Because you're beginning to feel feverish.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Oh, is this disease come with hallucinations? Goody.
I'd say it probably does. You know, Whacknut seemed pretty off his nuts.
Uh-huh. Well, that's just...
Admittedly, that's Whacknut, so...
Okay, what's my best escape route from the disease?
From the disease? Alright, you've got an idea that it is reasonably, you know, for whatever reason, it has some degree of self-reflecting sentience. So, beyond...
Reasoning with it.
I'm not going to say reasoning with it, because it doesn't think on human levels. But, the thing is, if you let it run its course, it could kill you.
Mm.
If you cure it, then you don't really get that nice radiation protection that you were after. Try and harness it? Direct it? Customize it, perhaps? You're the angel.
Okay.
You have your own strain, that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Essentially, if you could somehow coax the virus into a more benign form.
Hmm. How the fuck do I do that?
And you have that light bulb moment and then think, oh shit, why didn't I do that last night.
Just a dart gun.
Yeah. So
it essentially, you know, it wants to be an inoculation, but it kills people.
Yeah. So what do I do to fix? How do I do that?
You got a few options. Think on it. You know, like, savvy heads are great for puzzling things out. If you want to try and find Lemma, which we will address fairly soon.
Oh, that's right. She is coming. That's good.
And yeah, she will be here in a couple of hours.
You were heading towards her place anyway.
So, savvy heads are good at puzzling things out. If you want an isolation rig to try and study the disease within yourself, if in the event you can't find her, it's weird. The psychic maelstrom has all sorts of fun stuff in it.
Maybe you can pull it out of yourself and have a talk. It's like, don't kill me yet!
So, essentially your options, to my mind, and if you can think of something else, go ahead. Try and get yourself into an infirmary so you can study yourself.
Well, if I get one more experience point.
Spirit quest.
If I get one more experience point, then I can make my own infirmary.
Just out in the snow into a white blood cell in his own body.
Yeah, the question is, how do I do that and have it actually work in the narrative of, hey, there's these two guys just rock up. These two guys rock up and help me.
We'll companions.
we'll see. So yeah. what do you do?
I'm going to... I can't experience up twice, can I? No.
Mm. In the scene, as long as you're doing it for different things, you
can. It was for reading the sitch. So.
Yeah, so... Yeah,
okay, great. So I get to improve, and I'm going to go with the infirmary method.
Okay, yeah. Somewhere in the world, you have access to an infirmary.
Oh, damn. But I get a crew of two.
Yeah, currently you're out in the snow.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to find that infirmary.
I think you still have one question, too.
I do have one more question. My final question is...
Where is the infirmary?
That's pretty much answered all my questions. Right now, what should I be on the lookout for?
Currently? You're alone in the frozen city at night.
With the hooves in the
background. With the hooves in the background.
That could or could not be...
That may or may not be Gabe.
And you're holding a light in the darkness.
Mm. Oh, that really helps your hiding.
Oh yeah, I forgot that I was holding that.
Essentially, look... You're going in... I'm just thinking there's a lot. There's a lot to be on the lookout for.
Okay, I'm going...
At this point, yeah,
when Patrick starts looking pain, you know shit's bad.
Yeah, look, I'm going to say...
Nose cutters rock up. I'm dying. The last of the shingles.
He's just in pain trying to figure out the ways that he's going.
I'm just thinking, I have so many choices. at this stage, your biggest threat... Like, because you're safe in the immediate sense. You're hidden, you're hunkered down.
With the light, though.
If you pass out in the snow...
I'll freeze.
You're dead. You know? You cannot afford to let the fever take you at this point.
How do I stop the fever from... Okay, so
Doctor, heal thyself!
On an interesting note, how much of your angel kit are you carrying with you? Because, the full angel kit is like a car boot, so...
Six, I've got four now.
You could probably cram four into a heavy backpack, but...
Yeah.
Alright, so you've got your kit with you. Kit, yeah.
I can't use it on myself, though, so...
Oh, you could try, it just wouldn't be easy.
Alright, I need to get the hell away from freezing to death.
Mm. That's your initial plan? Yeah,
so I'm at the city limit now, so I'm gonna, slowly creep my way into a building that's gonna be warmer.
Alright, yeah.
And, yeah. That's all.
Yep, hunker down, and yeah, give me an acting under fire. Hazardous environment.
Well, I'm using these freaking things.
Yeah, using your cool. Keeping cool, alright. Oh boy. Alright. You manage to pull yourself, you sort of scramble out onto the street briefly and sort of drag yourself through a window. The next building, the next couple of buildings along, sort of battered old warehouses, but you find little, sort of, little office cubes in them, little cubicles, and you sort of manage to drag yourself into one of those. You sort of slough off your backpack and stick the, stick the light jar onto, you know, anything that, you know, the old cork board that still hangs rotten on the wall. And then you're just overcome with a fit of coughing. Like, you know, in the dim light, you see blood on the palm of your hand, and you take a harm.
Hmm? And I take a fucking harm.
The disease is beginning to kill you.
That all was right. A four.
Can I roll for weird to try and, like, stop, like, slow progression at least, or stop it?
To try and understand it? Yeah. Yeah. If you go into the psychic maelstrom asking, how can I slow this down, go ahead. Yeah.
Please don't be the same shitty results.
How did the doctor see
change these dice?
Was it just a blue box? Is that what we...
It's the Doctor Who portal.
Okay.
You know, the old black and white rippling.
It's not good for anyone that this has happened.
Trading out your dice. Fred, you've become a real gamer. You're trading out the bad dice for new ones.
Oh, fuck. Oh, what did it say? Rolling? Oh, cool, wasn't
weird.
It? Weird. Six.
Six?
Shit, that's not good.
It is a bad day. A bad day for the doctor.
It's been a bad fucking... The two last sessions have been bad.
Mm-hmm.
Last session I rolled some really bad ones as well.
Yeah, but you weren't putting yourself in harm, you were just...
I was not... in harm's way. I put myself in harm's way last time.
Yep. Alright. You let the maelstrom in. Now, yeah, you've got the humming, you know, the screaming engine, the portal that flickers around you.
At some point I do want to see, like, a YouTube video of what that actually...
Oh yeah, the old
Doctor Who thing.
Credits. Yeah, sure, we can arrange that pretty easily once we take a break. But yeah, you feel the portal swirling around you on every surface. You know, the colors dim out. Who did the Doctor lose that drove him to this particular path? This
backstory.
Yeah.
Butterfly.
who did you lose that you cared about more than anything in the world? Who couldn't you save?
Oh god, I'm not gonna say Rose because that's just funny. We're the only two that understand that reference.
Don't know.
That's all right. Yeah.
Okay, trying to avoid that obvious one.
Rory.
That's the only other person you can think of. I didn't really care about him, though. Really. To be honest. My time machine.
Your time machine? Is the Doctor from the past? Or the future?
I want a time machine to be involved in this somehow. So yes, my time machine.
So you couldn't save...
It's a sentient time machine, of course. I lost it.
So essentially, it was
walked out. I had my keys,
like,
and then
one of the precogs from Minority Report, except it could travel through time instead of just seeing it.
Like it's a time machine. Like I travel through time in it. But
okay, you couldn't save your time machine. What happened? I'm putting this on you. You fuck.
Well, essentially, like, I parked it, and I forgot where I parked it. That's all it was. Like, it was in a big multi-story, you know, car park, and I just, like, parked it and couldn't go back. And it's, yeah, it was pretty fucking annoying, because I...
Alright. So that's what you're... That's what you're seeing around this point. The Doctor...
I know where I parked it! Yeah.
No, you don't get that on a miss, son. The Doctor has stepped out of his time machine, and you lock the door, and you're in a strange... Like, the bright light is caustic, you know, surging into this... And, you know, the portal still flickers around you, surging into this immense concrete structure. Incidentally, why don't you remember... Were you from the Golden Age?
Yeah, sure.
If you travelled through time? All right.
Yeah.
This is a scene from the Golden Age, you know. People mill around you. You know, they aren't armed. You know, they're dressed in clothing that wouldn't survive in the frozen city. You know,
and it's sunny?
The sun is out.
Mm.
There are no marmots.
Mm.
That's cool.
All right.
Oh, so I'm just in this environment now, sweet?
Yeah, well, yeah, you believe you are.
In reality, you're passed out in a snowdrift.
Okay, so I can walk around and, like, talk to people?
Yeah, you wander
around.
How
you doing? High five.
The people seem to ignore you.
Oh.
And...
Punch them.
You sort of swing and your arm shimmers through them with a...
God damn it.
Yeah. It's not real. And to one corner, you see a figure... And, ominously tall, sort of African-looking man with an eye patch and top hat. And he's waiting. And if you sort of cross your eyes, you can see him fully in the corner of the room where the corner crosses over.
Oh, yeah. That's not good.
Yeah, and on the opposite side of the room, you see, it's a woman. She's wearing a mask, like a golden one with, like, sun rays off to the side. Dressed in white robes and with a hefty-looking spear. And she is, and from the heart of the sunlight, she is eyeing you. What do you do?
Go talk to her? Hmm? Hey, how's it going? No, I mean...
You're not Pedro anymore!
Okay, please don't hurt me. I'm useful.
Who are you and what are you doing here?
I'm a doctor. I can heal any problems you have and don't kill me.
I am the source of life. The sun gives all. What are you doing in this place?
Worshipping you?
You're dying, doctor. You're dying, and I don't know if I can save you.
Please heal me.
The sun goddess does not heal.
Oh.
That is not her place.
What is her place?
Burning.
I don't really know. What is your place?
I can give life, but I cannot save that which has been lost.
Am I dead? Oh.
You'll need to find your own way out of this maze, she says, and it sort of evaporates into sunbeams.
Damn it.
And you hear Samdi in the corner just laughing, as the hallucination grows slowly darker. October, also in a dark place right now.
Oh yeah, this is gonna be fun.
So yes, you have wandered off down a corridor that you turn to see the last carriage of the train just zipping away.
It is getting dark.
It is pretty dark.
It is dark. I am clambering through things. I pause to basically get my control over my breath and actually like get my head on straight because I'm starting to panic and I'm realizing that Barbarian isn't this way, but I can't actually see my way back to the station.
Yep. So yeah, October sort of stops for a panic attack in between some old pillars. Yeah.
Does anything say anything? Do I manage to get myself calm, or do I hear something that freaks me out more?
You have time to calm down.
Okay.
The emptiness around you, nothing, you know, that you keep expecting something to reach out of the darkness, but nothing comes.
Okay, without my eyes, and I'm sort of lost on the ground, I don't have my things, I decide to reach out into the maelstrom to show me where I am.
All right. Where, as you reach out and the bugs start crawling, The bugs crawl under all the surfaces around you and then simultaneously take wing. The scene around you sort of disintegrates and you're beneath an open sky, a bright sky. You begin to remember, where did you learn to fly?
I learned to fly, I was living on this mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And there was other people. And what we were doing is we were trying to find a way to find a place where it was warmer and to actually like fix things. It was
taking wing and searching for paradise.
Yes.
Who were you then? Before you lost your memories, before you met I'm sorry, I've forgotten the monk's name.
Hey, Rust.
Right, before you met Rust. Yeah.
No,
Yeah, I don't... Now you want me to come up with an original name.
Hmm?
Mm.
Jenny.
It's like you've been the same person all along. Time traveling.
What? No more time travel. Can we come back to that?
All right, sure. Well, yeah you the scene takes flight. The scene takes flight around you. Did you roll for open your mind?
You were going. So I was gonna.
That's my little question. Who were you before?
Who was I before? So I have six seven. And seven.
Frightening and confusing.
Frightening and confusing. I am underground. It just kind of recovering from a panic attack.
So like I say, the scene around you it. Opens up like you're inside a can of beans that has been ripped open as the numerous insects take flight. And you see that scene above you, like you're in a motor pit, and someone who looks very like you, but with hair and two hands, and far fewer tattoos.
And goggles,
yeah, is toying away within the guts of one of these flying machines. Above her, there are people shouting. You know, like they sort of stick their heads around the wings, and you know they're working away too.
Yeah, no, I remember one of the faces, a mechanic, Vlad.
Yep, Vlad the Poker. Yeah,
Vlad the Poker.
He was really good at poker.
Oh, okay, yeah, of course. He was the local card shark when he wasn't.
Poking.
Can I do a slight introduction?
Go ahead, Ben. Yeah. Interject.
Wouldn't it be cool if you were the one that dropped the bomb on the casino?
Okay.
Why?
We'll figure that out.
All right. Yeah. So the plane is rather bigger than I expected, but yeah. I was imagining a little biplane.
I thought we were going with we had a it was a biplane in the crash.
Okay. Never mind.
And we were going with a little more Amelia Earhart.
All right, yeah. So yeah, you are.
An Ola Gay.
You know what? let's just go straight there. My name was Amelia.
Yeah, you were Amelia, and yeah, okay.
It's all a figment of your imagination.
You were Amelia, and you know, and Amelia, your old self. You know, she wipes the grease off her hands and sort of turns around in the motor pit and looks at you.
Hmm. I'm seeing myself.
The psychic maelstrom essentially now is asking, what would she do?
What would Amelia do? She would rise above it all, be in above the clouds.
And on that note...
Making her out to be Jesus right now.
On that note, you hear the sound of screeching metal, the shattering of material around you, and... She catches fire, just burning alive. The whole scene disintegrates into flame, and you're back in the crater, screaming. Rust, an old blind man dragging you out by the collar.
No. Yeah, that's when I lost myself.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
So you. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, the aviatrix maybe would have found a way out, but. Her way of doing things nearly got her killed.
Yeah.
So
Amelia would try to fly, but how did October try to do this?
How would October try to do this?
No, I can't cut off my other hand.
Just the physics of that, it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
I guess you could do it if you had the knife in your mouth.
Or you used a brick. Like somehow had it set up so that it would fall.
Some Rube Goldberg.
Put a brick up.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I don't have anything. Kurt. Right. Yeah. No. I am alone. Most of my skills are interpersonal.
Yep.
But yeah. No. Yep. I.
So yeah, she would rise above it.
She would rise above it, and so I instead sort of. I'm seeing it, and I start following the flying insects rather than the crawling ones.
Yeah, alright. So, yeah, you... So in the midst of the hallucination, you begin, you know, you can't fly, you're not in your machine, you begin to follow. You start clambering up, you get a handhold on whatever you can, and you begin toiling towards the roof. And when you reach the roof, it's cracked, it's old. You sort of wrap your legs around a sort of drain pipe, and you just start digging your good fingers in between into those cracks and start tearing away at the earth above you.
Okay.
Dent. You sprint out of the, you know, bullets flying in the night. You sprint sprint down the hill towards the lake. You cross the threshold. The permafrost sand crunches beneath your boots. And as you sprint out onto the ice, in the distance you hear, it's almost like the howl of a dog carried on the wind. And then for a moment there's a break in the clouds as the moon pierces through. In the moonlight, you see Brimstone, the horse, and he's sort of he's sort of wickering and pawing at the ice at a certain point between you and Mother Superior's.
Okay.
You want a horsey?
Go over, see what's up.
All right, yeah, so you walk over to Brimstone, and he sort of backs away from you initially, because, you know, you're huge and covered in blood.
Well, seduce.
No, look.
Seduce.
If you approach Brimstone in a friendly manner, he might react well, but, you sort of reach out to the horse, and it sort of sniffs. He's still wary, but, you know, not immediately hostile, because he doesn't seem to want to leave this spot.
Yeah.
And beneath you, you hear a thunk, 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 and then a pause.
Okay.
And then again a thunk.
Okay, I
thunk.
Guess thunk. I dig through the ice.
Are you just going to axe at it, or?
Well, I'll have a look and see if I can see anything out of there first, so I'm not just like,
yeah,
only axing something. Even though that's kind of my specialty. Yeah,
sounds like something you do.
Yeah, the ice is very thin here.
My big dent fists.
Yeah, the ice is very thin here. Yep. And you can in that sliver of moonlight, you do sort of see a silhouette. So, and there is a crack. So, you sort of focus on that point of weakness and just hammer your fist through. And another hand emerges and grips yours.
Is it me or Gabe?
Gabe gasps. Now he's ditched his heavy overcoat and armor.
Yeah.
And like the guy is a mass of wiry muscle.
Fucking hell.
You know, long beard.
You knew I was gonna punch him.
Long beard, moustache drooping as you drag him out of the ice, and you realize on his bare back are tattooed angel's wings.
Hmm.
So he sort of gasps.
Wait.
There's a trick to it. You learn it from all the ice fishers. If you follow through, if you find a pocket of air, sometimes you can live long enough to freeze to death.
Which one are you?
How you doing, big guy?
Yeah, I could be better.
Do you have any, like,
long pegs.
Warm clothing? So or...
No, I'm wearing a car.
So no, I mean, like anything you can wrap them in. A rucksack?
The sweet embrace of death?
Okay. He sort of staggers to his feet. He's got a hunting knife in one hand. Mm. But, you know, he's bare from the waist up and, like, shaking. His fingers have gone sort of almost black.
Mm.
But he wipes his face and says, "One second." And he sort of reaches through the ice hole and pulls out the Stetson and puts it back on his head.
Yes.
And so, cheers, big guy. Appreciate it.
You're probably getting warmed up.
Where's Long Pig?
Oh, I couldn't get to him.
Too many undying.
Too many.
Guess what? I touched him.
You did touch Gabe, yeah.
But do you have to touch with an intention to heal, or is it just
I touched him, he's infected.
Mm?
Oh. That kind of touch. No.
No, I, like, touched him as I dragged him into
Into the fishing hole, yeah.
Because you have the touch that heals and the touch now that...
Is disease.
disease.
All right. So
the angel of death.
Naturally, it would depend on his on his immune system, but yeah.
Does maybe the disease flip his ability to heal?
Maybe. Who knows? He can anti-heal.
Anti-heal you.
Sorry, I just gave you cancer.
What we call the anti-paladin surprise. He sort of shakes your hand and says,
I got a few, but I was overrun.
Yeah.
It looks like most of them were already probably done.
It's all right. We got bigger problems. The angel, he's a traitor. You were right. Tried to burn down the holding. We gotta find that fuck and have his head on a pike by morning.
Fucking hell!
I'm really liking because you told me like your vision for this guy earlier, where he's like,
yeah, it's Kakihara.
Yeah,
Kakihara in a Stetson.
Yeah.
So we gotta find that fuck and have his head on a pike by morning.
Well, I don't think you're in a position to do anything, because you're probably going to die soon.
Does Dent say this, or...?
Make a fire? Yeah.
Yeah.
The horseman dies when the world does and not before. That's how it goes.
The world dies when I say it does.
He sort of whistles through his teeth. Oh, yeah? And slumps an arm over Brimstone.
Yeah.
It's like, do you want to ride or not?
Well, Mother Superior is probably pretty pissed I failed.
Probably pretty pissed, yeah.
And honestly, I don't really give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you hear ominous rumblings in the clouds over the lake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell her you're my consolation prize.
Heck, I get home first, they might not even realize I was missing. He pulls himself up into the saddle. Yeah. You bring us that angel's head. You've always got a place on the lake. I like you, big guy.
So what happened? Did you taunt on him in the horse?
No. He's dragged himself back on the brimstone.
Man, I'm my own murder machine.
Yeah.
I'll put it on the list.
He sort of tips the hat and starts riding off back towards the holding.
Okay. I was really hoping you were gonna cut open the horse and shove him inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, angel wing tattoos flickering under the moonlight.
Just shrug and wander home, like what? With a fucking downer.
So how do you?
No, man, I don't want to be the boss.
Back to the theater to kick everyone out.
So yeah, on that note, that was Fred's fail. Essentially,
yeah. Yeah.
Gabe is alive.
Yeah.
You didn't stop to finish the job, essentially.
Always slip
somehow
their throat.
I thought, I don't know, pulling somebody under the fucking ice and then having them be unable to get out.
This is Apocalypse World.
People grow up tough. Live long enough to freeze to death. Alright, so yeah, Dent is on the ice. And... yeah, there's holes for spending. As that sort of lightning and storm clouds flash over the ice, you see Mother Superior bursting out of the gate of the hold, dragging the Phantom by the hair.
Aww.
And she sort of hurls her out onto the ice and draws a pistol, and you realize that she's screaming something. You don't know what it is. It's lost in the thunderclap. But yeah, she is screaming something at the Phantom, who's, you know, sort of placating hands from on the eyes. It's like the vague sense of, I don't know, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
But yeah, and Mother Superior is just shouting interrogatively, and that's in the far distance.
Well, what I guess the mold is being spent, I start running over.
You start chugging.
I will honor the hold.
Yep.
There's just train sounds as you run.
Part of it's the train sound, yeah. Part of it's the train sound. Yeah, you sort of start sprinting along the ice.
The main train's gonna fire.
You sort of mutter that to yourself, and then you feel a massive figure crash into you and bear you to the ground. You sort of struggle around in its beefy arms, and atop a terrifyingly mobile marble statue, Norman is looking back at you. No worries, dude. Just let her finish the job. We'll pick it up after.
Oh, fuck.
Did you expect?
Norman versus Dent.
Doctor!
Am I still alive, huh?
Yeah. Oh, no, you've got to find your way out of the psychic labyrinth. Don't worry. Okay. In fact, I might just duck to the bathroom before I start this. Yeah, we'll get to you in a second.
This is going
to
take a while.
Psychic labyrinth. Oh, boy.
We're going to take this short commercial break.
Yeah. Thank you, psychic labyrinth. Literally.
Guys,
yeah.
Any plugs?
That was what the double, you know, the snake eyes got me.
This episode is brought to you by Goon.
All episodes are brought to you by Goon.
I love how it probably just sounds like we're taking a wicked piss.
Yeah, like, presumably. It's what we do all the time here. Anybody who's listening, this is literally... I don't understand why you're still listening, to be honest. Like, this wouldn't be that interesting to listen to, but...
This commercial break brought to you
It's only us listening to it.
Stays fresh for 6 weeks once opened.
Yes, Fred, do you have any messages for your future self that's listening to this?
You're an idiot. Stop listening.
You had your chance, future self. Look what you've done.
It's called memory, just have it.
What's that?
I was talking.
We're advising our future selves.
Listening to the ones that are listening to the podcast.
Yep. Any good advice or just?
Mine was stop listening.
Stop listening.
Why are you doing this?
You don't want to find out what happens.
I was there. Yeah.
It doesn't
turn
out well.
Terrible things are about to happen. So yeah.
All right.
You know this better than I do, future self.
Okay.
If you're still alive, that is.
What'll last longer, Fred or the recording? Who knows? Anyway,
that dark.
So yeah, the doctor is in the psychic maelstrom, having reached out, and your body is rapidly failing. So
I want to go Inception.
We're spending most of this time by ourselves, like
in your own fucking hellscapes.
Yes,
it's what happens.
Dent's
when
in a fight that
rolls.
He can't win.
When you roll snake eyes. You
That's
go into a psychic maelstrom, and then the fucking person you thought you had killed comes back from the dead.
And surprise, you're in hell. And might be one of the horsemen of the apocalypse. Who knows? Anyway. On that happy note. Always finish the job. Anyway.
I hadn't any ability to finish the job. I don't have a knife. I've just
got
a stun gun.
All you've got is a stun gun.
All the knives.
Yeah, you've got scalpels. Anyway,
well, before you made me make a pact with Satan, I thought I was
Satan,
gonna...
probably Nosferos.
Yeah.
Anyway, as the spear wielding sun goddess points the way, you start slowly walking down the spiral ramp. Down out of the car park in the Golden Age. Where did the doctor grow up? In childhood. Who raised you?
It was... So I'm from the Golden Age, am I?
Are you?
Okay.
Or is this a hallucination?
I was in the Golden Age. Like, you know, it's a fucking time machine. I do what I want.
Okay.
I am so mad that we
I was born
just
on...
retroactively
I'm
introduced
mix my
a
metaphors.
Time machine.
I was actually born of a rock on a mountaintop.
Quit the fucking metaphors. Okay, it doesn't matter if you were born from a rock on a mountaintop. Who raised you is what I'm asking.
Just go this way. Right, right, left, left, right, right. Up the stairs. Right, right, left, left, right, right, right.
Yeah,
gallows.
That's where I was born. That's where I was born, yeah, up there.
That way you'll get out of the maze.
Okay, the people who raised me... Okay, remembering that I'm a wiry, trans... thingy.
Transgender man, yeah.
Wirely trans, yeah.
So you were born a woman.
You were born female.
I was raised by crazy Christians, clearly.
Alright.
Because that's the worst possible situation to be in, isn't it?
I feel like you were raised...
My own backstory!
I feel like you were raised right as the end happened.
Oh, okay, sweet.
I feel like in your childhood, and how much time travel actually happened is up to you. I feel like the box, and if you want to transgress character books, the man in the box is an option. I feel like the box was sort of a private sanctuary in this case, but you grew up right as the end was happening.
A rapture cult?
You see, yeah, you yes. step out into the sun, into the out of the car park, into the compound.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all around you, you hear the chatter of radio static around you, you know. The great cities that humanity has built are burning. The world is coming to an end. The war that will destroy us all has happened. It has begun.
Yay.
And Jesus is coming back.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
And I touch people and heal them. I am Jesus. I am the Antichrist.
Yeah, you're
I am Jesus. I am the Antichrist.
Yep. You sort of, and the dust of the compound spreads around.
If anyone was listening.
To your left is the church, to your right is the, barbed wire fence and the gate that leads out into the outside world.
Okay.
What do you do?
Oh, so I'm in this hallucination right
now. Yeah, this is what you're hallucinating currently.
Is my backstory, okay, got it.
Yeah, it's your semi-hallucinatory childhood, yeah.
Alright, I go into the, so it's a church, so there's a graveyard in the church.
Yeah, there's a graveyard by the church, yeah.
And
it's relatively small, because it is a sort of survivalist, fundamentalist compound.
Yeah, and there's there's a funeral in progress,
mm-hmm.
And
who's being buried?
It's my mother. Yeah,
your twin sister. No, your twin brother.
No, my mother. My mother's being buried, and I mean it's sort of an open casket. I don't know why it's an open casket in the open, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And
what did she die of?
She died of radiation poisoning, of course. That's why I'm, doing this crazy. Trying to make everybody cured of radiation poisoning.
Okay.
And I go up to her and I touch her. And using my magic powers, everybody freaks out after she, comes back from there.
Alright. So as you wander towards the casket, the priest intones, and we return our sister to the earth, that she may be reclaimed in God's glory even in these dark times, that the skies may grow dark above us, and the sun never rise over us again.
Can
we do the good work.
Be his father?
Was your father the priest?
Who cares?
Your father may have been one of the pastors in the compound.
Yeah.
So you sort of look at him, but he just ignores you. Like he keeps delivering the sermon, like he's delivering it to the sky more than to the people who are surrounding the grave.
Mm-hmm.
And in this state, you don't even recognize their faces. You lay hands on your mother's body.
Yeah.
And for a moment, you're not sure whether it's something that's pulled out of you, never to come back, or whether it's something that pours in and you just wouldn't recognize it. But something connects. And your mother surges out of the coffin for just a moment, clutching at the, the silk lining, and she screams out something. What does she say?
Brains.
Now this is your own mind, admittedly. So what formed the doctor? These words.
There's got to be a biblical quote about the world being sick and you're the cure or something like that.
I don't know the Bible so well, but Tegan and Sarah has one.
Be not of the world, or be in the world, but not of it. No?
Jack, would you like to play the Doctor's mother in this case? Go ahead.
Try to use a biblical quote if you can remember
I'm
one.
You have a gasp
something about
sentence,
so like I'm the Antichrist, okay? That's what I'm trying to get at.
Mm.
And that she is professing that I'm the Antichrist.
All right. If we can't come up with anything else, she just clutches your hand, looks you in the eye for just a moment, and you see that softness, that love for just a moment while she sort of grips onto reality, clutching your hand like it's the only thing holding her there. And just save them. Save them. Save them. Save them. That's awesome. And yeah. She sort of mutters and spasms, and the body falls back into the coffin in a state of seizure. And there's panic in the mob around you. You glance at them. Their faces are just blurred, unresolved messes. What do you do?
Ooh.
No, some of them reach out and try and drag you away from the body.
Well, this is the point where I freak out and I run away from the from my family. Where
are you going? We are all the body.
Where are you going to run to?
Run out of the I'm getting out of the compound.
All right. Give me an acting under fire.
This is weird.
It is weird. You're in the fucking psychic maelstrom.
I'm in the psychic maelstrom acting under fire.
Just cut your own hand off. Fucking honestly.
Hell. Yeah.
All right.
It goes bad.
No. Yeah, you sort of sprint. They like the faceless figures sort of dogpile you and press you into the ground. And in the sky, in the distance, a new sun lights. And it, like, the fucking light, and you hear people, like, babbling in tongues and screaming, clutching their heads. They let you go, and you sort of stagger out. There's a moment. You hear, like, a beep, 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 beep. It swells in your ears for a moment before dying down again, and you sort of stagger out the gate of the compound.
It's like, how about that?
The priest might say that. Jack, if you want to intone this while I'm narrating, feel free. But, so you hear a beep, beep, welling in your ears before subsiding again. You drip down to 11 harm as your body continues to die. But you stagger out of the compound. October!
Sir?
The air, like, for a moment you're smothered. And the memory returns of you having to dig through that earth.
Same as the crater before.
Yep. So, yeah, earth, like, packed dirt surrounds you.
But it's this huge sense of deja vu, but it's, like, deja vu that literally has punched me in the stomach.
Yeah, but unlike the first time. In the first time, it had been cleared and you were helped. But this time, your fingers reach a cold world, and you punch through the permafrost and reach out.
Now, I start clawing my way through, and I force my head out into the world.
Yeah, you force your head out, shoulder a chunk of mangled concrete out of the way as you go, throw it aside, and you're inside a building. And there's a prone figure twitching on the ground not far from you, blood dripping from his mouth.
He looks familiar to me.
Yeah, he's wearing a tuxedo with a bulletproof vest and has a substantial medical bag by his side.
Oh, okay. I was hoping for someone else. Oh. Anyways. No, okay.
So the question is, are you going to let me die?
Last time I saw you, you were, You helped save me, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No,
that's sort of my job, yeah.
Sort of.
Now it's quite obviously sort of my job, yeah.
I crawl out, I read a person.
Read away.
Or read a sitch. I'm not sure which one is more appropriate.
Up to you. Do you want to know more about the doctor, or do you want to know more about the current situation?
Is the doctor in a state to answer?
You will figure it out.
Okay.
You're weird too. You're pretty psychically sensitive. So.
He's in a thing. No. Okay. I roll. I can tell that he is. So I roll out. I catch my breath, and I can tell that he is traveling psychically. So I roll weird to basically tap in.
Sweet. Go ahead. Yeah. Cool. Open your mind.
Seven plus two, nine.
Makes nine. All right, so yeah, you're not particularly in control, but it's a good start. All right.
Well, I'm going in someone else's maelstrom. Yeah, of course I'm not in control. That makes sense.
Yeah, so you're, you reach out. You're going to have to touch him. But, yeah.
Hey?
Hmm?
Well, if I'm not infected already,
Well, yeah.
You're probably infected already.
Yeah. I
I've hung out with the Undying, I don't know, all the times. I was carrying the goddamn plague in my jacket.
Remember, the Undying's the Undying are the ones who survived it. So...
No, I remember. I have that noted.
Yep, that's important.
No, okay, I go in, what do I see? So, I go in...
You reach out and you plunge through...
With my, beetles and centipedes.
And yet, the beetles, they oddly clamp to each other and form these odd rippling patterns around you. Like, they're flying in a swarm, but they're flying in a net. And there's this weird meshing
something's
of visions. So, yeah, you plunge through and you're in a hot place, sunny place, dry, certainly, but yeah,
Is it outside?
Yeah, you're outside.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Then I'm
you're outside and it's hot.
Well, it's not that I'm hot. No, I look up.
You look up. There are two suns burning in the sky.
No, I squint. Maybe for the first time, actually seeing the sun, except in those distant memories of flying above the clouds.
Yep. Yeah. The sun. It plunges. Its light plunges happily to earth, and things are growing.
Yeah. No. But then I look around, always being suspicious that because I read that there was a danger and something was trapped here, so there's...
Yep.
I read a sitch, looking...
Alright, yeah, read away.
Danger.
Oh, danger finds you, don't worry.
Oh, goody.
Alright, so yeah. Okay, so yeah, you see, now, if the Doctor were appearing in this dream, are you imagining yourself as your childhood self or your adult
self?
Yeah,
I'm my childhood self.
What does the Doctor look like as a child?
Little girl, obviously.
Little girl in, you know, sort of
traditional... I was imagining it sort of adolescent.
Sort of semi-Amish dress, maybe, or...
Well, yeah. It's like a cult, yeah. I wouldn't say Amish.
Not quite Amish,
It's like... How old are you supposed to be?
Still very conservative.
It's one of those Baptist churches, you know.
So, yeah, they're very conservative, long dress.
Long dress.
Apron sort of set up, yeah.
Yeah, very girly.
Yeah, so you see a young girl sprinting out of, sprinting out of a barbed wire compound, sprinting through the door. And she sort of runs out across the dry earth, very near to you, quite nearby. And you glance over your shoulder and over your, and leaning against a tree in the, you know, the dry dust coiling around is... In fact, he's leaning against a leafless tree at the centre of a crossroads. You see an African man in a top hat with one eye patch, just watching. And, you know, the world seems to get darker around him.
There was no guy in the room that we were in other than her.
Mm-hmm. There was nobody else in the room.
Oh, that's good.
I look out after the girl for a little while, but then I turn and approach the man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You stand on the other side of the crossroads, and he sort of nods at you.
Mm. I know you. There's something about you that seems familiar.
Everybody knows me, dear.
Are you Nosferatu?
Not far off. Nosferatu is disease. I'm what comes after.
He's death.
Death. And he's like, alright.
Now you're stepping into my place, he says, and points at the running little girl. She's coming where I am.
Oh.
And you're being dragged down with her.
No, she's coming back with me.
He shrugs and says, like, you'll see me again soon enough.
We all do eventually, but not right now. I already died once, remember? I saw you before.
We all make our own fate. He says and winks with his good eye. What do you do?
I've already opened my brain.
Yeah, you're in the maelstrom, don't worry. Locusts swarm in the wheat fields.
I go aggro. I threaten him.
You're going to attempt to go aggro on death.
This could end really, really badly.
Yes, I go aggro on death.
How do you attempt to threaten him? How do you threaten death?
This is the best game ever invented.
He's not a character, he's a representation of an inevitability. What do you do?
No, I...
You can't just roll dice and hook your beam.
I reach out with my bugs to devour him. Yes. And myself with a sort of...
Yeah, you reach out. I'm going to say that, yeah, the bugs sort of swamp towards
you. No, and I'm not attacking him yet, but I'm just... But I'm basically saying that you will release both me and the little girl to... or we will eat.
He sort of smiles a big smile, and as the locusts approach the crossroads, they begin to drop one by one out of the sky.
I really want to aggro.
You can attempt to go aggro against Baron Samdi if you really feel you have to.
Come on! 9, 8, 8, 8. 8.
Alright, so
he
has the option of giving you what he thinks you want, and he says...
I want to see what that comes with aggro for
you. He smiles and says, he's taking the option of giving you what he thinks you want. I can't help a body that's dying. I can't buoy up what's already dead. I'm just a shepherd.
100 and then it returns back to zero.
That's all you've
it
got.
Just keeps going. I don't think I can take that much of this.
She sinks or she swims of her own accord.
Okay. No,
did you go aggro good? And your aggro?
Yes, I rolled a 9 on my go aggro.
And death chose to give her what he thinks she wants. Which is find a practical solution yourself. I'm just death.
Alright, well.
That was insane.
I threatened death
for you. So, yeah, the little girl has hit the tree line. And
can I
is,
see death? And...
Yeah, you can see October talking to Baron Samdi, yeah?
I'll wander up to Baron Samdi and say hi.
Hey.
So what's happening here? What have you guys been up to?
Hey,
I know her for some reason. Yeah. This is a weird vision, but
the crossroads goes distant. As you approach, Doctor, beneath the light of the second sun. Well, you glance up at it. Jack, I'm just resolving. You take a glance up at the sun, and the crossroads begins to grow distant across the dusty plain. And you see, in the heart of the second sun, spreading out from it is that same little galaxy that grew from the core of the sickness.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wait, so the sickness is radiation?
The sickness is in your maelstrom because you're inside your own mind, you're inside your own body.
Says October, trying to explain the hallucinatory hellscape to you.
Thank you, October. Okay, that's interesting. That's really interesting. Okay, can we Okay, I want to read that sitch, obviously.
Read away, yeah.
Seven.
Cool.
Yep. Oh, 7, 8.
Seven, eight. Okay, so you get one question. Go for your life.
Go
for your life, indeed.
Okay. No, Dandy's on her way. She had a little bit of a mix-up on the tram and went too far.
No worries.
Yeah. On her way back.
Okay. So my issue. So what I'm trying to find my way into or out of is the. What is my way out of the thing killing me?
All right.
What is my way out of dying?
Wait, you rolled a 6. Did you get a plus on that? Or
7, 8, yeah.
Yeah, okay, there
so
you go.
So you got one question. Best way out of your dying body.
Yes.
Well, death is one option, but that's not really the best one. You know, the god of the dead laughs in the distance. But, yeah, you...
You see your medical bag. You see a particular syringe, the red one, that you know is full of adrenaline. It might hold you together long enough for you to, you know, essentially jumpstart your own body.
I think this should turn into, like, an episode of Crank.
Oh, I was imagining it more like Pulp Fiction. Thank you.
No. Unfortunately, you're not in control of your own hands at the moment, so someone else is going to have to do it.
Yes. No, okay.
Stab me.
I give Death, like, a two-beat stare. And then he
waves playfully.
And then I turn and kneel down and make eye contact and say, "Hi, what's your name, little girl?"
"Yeah, I'm the doctor. You know me. We've met before. I have saved your life before, remember?"
"You're the doctor?"
"Yep."
"How did you get here?" I take my headscarf and I wipe the tear that's running down your cheek.
There's a tear running down my cheek?
You just watched your mother die, come back to life, and die again.
Ugh.
You're inside the memory. I'm pretty sure you're crying in the memory.
I'm not a, like, wimpy little girl. That's why...
Just mothers die all the time.
Yeah, that's what happens to little girls.
Alright.
Get on with the scene, would you?
Stop contemporizing.
Alright, what am I doing?
I'm trying to relate to you.
Can you see that syringe there? You need to stab it into my real chest.
The medical bag has opened. The medical bag has opened itself in the vision.
Grab that thing and stab it in my chest.
It's inside the vision, or is that in the real world?
The bag has opened itself within the vision, so you can see the contents.
No. Grab that syringe.
No, I
stab me.
I can see that. I go over and I reach the thing, and I eyeball, because I still, even in the vision, I only have one hand, and I eyeball and I say, "All right," I stab right into the center of the chest, pressing the plunger down.
We come back to the biting cold of the frozen city. Doctor, feel free to spend as much stock as you want to save yourself. That's up to you, basically.
You're essentially directing me.
Yeah, you're dying.
Okay, yeah.
You're essentially directing October to keep you alive.
Yeah, I'll spend all my stock.
All four of them. Okay.
Well, thinking about the situation, I will.
Yeah, go ahead. So roll plus four. Yeah. You burn out your stock. October hammers the adrenaline into your heart, and you breathe again, and yeah, it pushes you back to 6 harm.
Thank fuck. First time something's gone well, and going well is not dying.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I get an experience point for going aggro on death.
I think that's fair enough. I think that's
a justified XP.
And I need to roll
this. That was awesome.
Fucking hell.
So yeah, October shoots you full of everything that will keep you awake. And you're attempting a quick and dirty solution, essentially pushing the body beyond its sane limits to stay alive as the disease still tears through you. Mm-hmm. But you're breathing, you're back, you two are back in the frozen city.
Yep.
What do you have to say for yourselves?
Woohoo!
Well, this was interesting.
That was close.
Fucking hell.
I think this makes us even.
Do you have any harm that you want me to get rid of?
Hey, I have.
She's got to heal out herself.
Unless you can grow back limbs.
I could try.
No.
But chances are that's not going to go.
I don't want.
At this point, because the way that I'd try is going weird. Then we could go right back into that hellscape.
So, I don't know, do you want to go back into the hellscape? It's a possibility, but you could get your hand back if I roll really high.
No, I don't actually...
As you, anything
from you.
As you slam the medical bag closed, a memory stirs. You open a cardboard box that's painted blue, and on one side, and within that is any option in the world. You close it and open it again, and it's empty. And then you shut it.
What?
And that's the last string of the maelstrom.
Oh, any option? So my options are dead now.
Oh no, no, you're no more time streams for you.
Essentially, you're not allowed to time travel anymore.
Oh,
I'm assuming. Yeah, it's symbolic.
I'm not going to find my time box. I know.
Yeah, yeah. I know. So you open it again, and for some reason, just nothing.
Yeah, you're clearly telling me that yes, I'm not allowed to time travel.
No, you could if the savvy head puzzles it out, because we all know she wants to.
Okay.
You just don't have you just don't have a workspace yet.
I keep hinting that we have to go back in time.
Go back in time and kill Hitler to stop nuclear war.
Yeah, but we need savvy head for that, basically, anyway. Is what he's saying. But I've got an info ring at some point.
I now that the doctor is okay, I look out, try to figure out where I am in the city.
You glance around. You got a decent idea. The news isn't good, and I sort of imagine October face-palming as booted feet punch outside the window.
I grab the doctor by what he has for a collar, and I ask about my urchins and my other followers.
And we might fade out on that. Because then needs some scene.
Where's Whacknut?
Where's Whacknut? Star wipe. Dent, you are pinned down on the ice by the psychic manifestation of your own mask. No, it's all good, dude. We can relax. She's taking care of it for us.
Damn it, Norman.
No, it's all good. You've got this. You hear the howling of dogs. You hear the howling of dogs. Not so far off this time. No, it's all good, buddy. We're in this together, you remember?
Yes!
Just me and you. Me and you against the fucked up, dangerous world. I protect you. Do you understand that?
But she's good, Norman.
Nah, buddy, she's just a point on the mantelpiece, just for you and me. But something for us. Something for us together. He says as you... Your head's... He sort of got your chin in his marble hand, and your head sort of lolls to the side.
Pedro says from the cream, I'm with him, you cunt.
Pedro might be riding a rabid dog at this point in the vision, but anyway. I love weird highlighted sessions, anyway. At the edge of light, at the edge of seeing, there's a figure with a swarm of rabid dogs... Like dog silhouettes around his knees. What did you look like before? Because I'm imagining Vlad the Impaler, but it's entirely up to you.
The poker.
What did you look like before?
Before? I don't know. Yeah, maybe Vlad the Impaler kind of style.
So, yeah.
Like, long, curly hair with, like, droopy mustache.
Long hair, big mustache, you know, dripping furs.
It's the apocalypse, you know, spears are out of style, so it's just people impaled on links of rebar and stuff from the concrete walls.
The moon flickers through the clouds again for a moment, and you see that flash of your old self standing on the ice. What was your favourite weapon back at the time? You're a warlord. You must have had one.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think what a cool favorite weapon would be that hasn't been used yet.
The one about...
I feel it would have to
different
be
parts of it.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
got some fucked up.
I'm seeing some sort of blunt melee, yeah.
Yeah.
A mace
would be pretty metal.
All right.
Maces are underused.
Yeah. So yeah, you've got a fucking flange... Like, you know, your old self... has his flanged mace sort of hanging on earnestly at his side, whipping in the shadow of his cape.
Yeah.
And he snarls at Norman. He's not yours.
Oh, shit, nigga.
What was this?
What do you do?
Is this Superman 2? Or 3?
This is all in Dent's fucking head.
Which is the one where Clark can't fight Superman?
Oh, yeah, I feel like Norman's being a bit of a jerk in this situation. Yeah. Like, you know, we could get the phantom back and everything could be hunky-dory.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel that, like, you know, my reuniting the Pantheon is more, you know, getting everyone back in one place and together. I mean, if they're going to be jerks, then I just tear their faces off because of me.
So you're thinking with your dick instead of your mind. Okay, we got it.
No, I mean, mind, like, sorry. I was thinking of, like, trying to get Kronos a bit more on side as well. Mm. I don't have to kill everyone. Mm. Yeah. But if they don't come peacefully, well, then there's...
Looking for Antichrist monologues.
Alright, so Norman responds to this fight saying, nah, dude, much simpler if we just waste him. Ties up loose ends, you know, nothing to worry about. He says, and your old self, the mad dog howling, we don't even know if he had a name.
Yeah.
Just says,
Frank Peretti's the prophet for that.
And your old self says, you've run enough. Time to take care of those you love.
I like my old self.
And yeah, the dogs are barking and spitting.
Yeah.
And they're all around you now. And yeah, you hear the chanting. Stop. Mad dog. And you know, he's looming over the two of you with a mace.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I feel I have to throw Norman off for this one.
All right.
Maybe Mad Dog started as a gladiator fight.
Yeah, you throw Norman off you. And Mad Dog raises the mace in both hands and hammers it down on Norman's face. Yeah. You feel the mask crack.
Ooh.
And Norman's... No, no, I cared for you! And it goes quiet.
Yeah.
And your old self smiles. He draws a knife off his belt and cuts around his face.
Mm.
And mustache, you know, fringe and all, he peels it off. And hands it to you.
I take it.
You take it, yeah.
Take my own face.
Yeah, the skull grins and he pats you on the shoulder and says, that's the way. And he sort of strides off into the darkness with his dogs at his heels.
Okay. Yeah.
I sort of imagine you pressing the face into your own.
Yeah.
There was the man reclaim I fell in
peace
love
with myself somehow.
Mm. Mm. Yep, so Norman's voice has gone quiet.
Excellent. Oh, I already feel kind of alone.
Ezekiel.
Mm. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, fuck, yeah. I know too much about this shit than I like.
Ezekiel, some good shit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
What do you do?
I guess after my little inner timber tantrum, I keep running towards the Superior and the Phantom. Try and get a gist of what's going on.
All right, yeah, you sprint up to the situation. As you're running, like fragments, bits of the beard, bits of the hair fall out of Norman as you're going. You're not unmasked yet, but he's damaged.
I have this thing for monologues.
Mm. Yeah, he's damaged. So
really,
you do more creative writing.
Around you. You know, around the entrance of the Hardhold, you know, Mother Superior is grilling the Phantom on the ice. I know he talked to you. Where did he go? Around them are arrayed Mother Superior's, you know, one of her kill squads. You know, black armor, red offsets. A couple of them have torches on staves that are illuminating the whole scene.
Mm.
It's like, where's the angel?
What the fuck's going
on? Gabe hasn't even bothered to put a jacket on. He's just standing ominously against Brimstone.
So he's pissed off at... Wait, Gabe is pissed off at him.
Hmm? Gabe's not pissed off at Dent. No, he's just standing ominously.
Gabe likes me because I saved him from the fucking eyes.
Yeah, Gabe has clearly informed Mother Superior of something important.
Yeah, they get a rematch because we saved each of them.
So yeah, you burst into the scene. No advice from Norman at this point.
Mm.
What do you do? The last thing you hear ringing in your ear is, where's the angel?
Where's the angel? What the fuck's going on?
How do you know where the angel is? You have no fucking idea.
Well she, at this point, she's grilling the phantom because you burst in on them, remember? Last session, you burst in while they were having sex and asked where Whacknut was.
The doctor Gabe was speaking of?
Yeah, the doctor. He tried to burn down my hold. He's spreading disease. I want to know where that fucker is so I can string him up over a fucking ice hole so that his sick blood can't hurt anybody else.
And what does I have to do with her?
We know that the doctor was talking to her. I need to find this fucker, big guy.
Mm-hmm. And apparently, I'm already on the lookout.
Mm-hmm. Gabe mentioned, yeah. Good to have you on side. Unfortunately, when the fucker goes blundering around the opera house, you know, sort of puts a half-hearted but still ominous boot at the phantom's, you know, ankle, and is like, I get the sense that more's going on than I'm let into. Do you have my glove, big guy? She says, sort of squats beside the phantom, talks without even looking at you.
I haven't even been gone a day. I'm still chasing your pigs down.
You seem the productive type.
I get by.
There's fish inside if you want it. She sort of gestures at the hold.
Question,
like,
how's the disease going in this town? Since I've almost died.
Yeah, none of you are there, so you don't know. Mm. She sort of gestures at the hold, like this is none of your business.
Mm. I'm not leaving without her.
Mother Superior straightens up and the phantom... Seems notably relieved by your presence in an alarming way. She's got, you know, full mask on and everything at this point, so...
Can you go, like, do it the other way
around? Do it properly.
Just not stabbing
that
yourself.
One's not actually a knife, that's a file.
Do whatever you want.
Jack is attempting to sharpen a pencil with a pocket knife, but the pocket knife is not a knife.
Do you have a sharpener?
I don't have a pencil sharpener. Okay. I actually lose mine, but I don't know where it is. Yeah, alright, so... So yeah, Mother Superior straightens up and the guards are all sort of tense. Well, I need info, she says. You know, strides up to you. She's fully 2.5 feet shorter than you are.
Yeah.
But utterly unintimidated, just, you know, magnum in hand, looking up at you and says... I need info, and you want a back. What do you propose we do?
I was looking at Ven and be like, what happened?
We know that the angel was went into the opera house and talked to her before he escaped. We need to find out where he is. I can't afford to have this shit spreading.
Do you know where he went?
And the phantom says, I don't know where he went. Look, I was with you, for fuck's sake!
Yeah.
Mother Superior glances over her shoulder and then looks back at you.
Well, that's the story, though, isn't it?
Do you know where the angel is?
No. Apparently he put your boy under the ice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I second that, says Gabe from his leaning point again. snaps a thumbs up. Great, says Mother Superior. Then we have our next target. I feel like I can negotiate peace between our two civilizations, Dent. Not as tributaries, but as equals.
Ooh.
You bring me the angel's head, and we are at peace. for all the generations that last.
Negotiate for my safety, you bastard.
You haven't been the most reliable companion, Jack.
You can find more of the Liberation Industries role-playing podcast at our website, liberationindustries.net. Our theme music is Analog Boys by T. Gamble, courtesy of freesfx.co.uk. Until next time, folks, this has been Liberation Industries. You cannot find us, we don't exist.